hundreds of people from Wisconsin tribes came to the Capitol in support of the new Indian gaming compacts. This was an important day for them in the state Senate. The Senate was to vote whether to override the governor's veto of a bill that would give legislators final say over the compacts. Republicans mostly want final say because they don't like Doyle's agreements with the tribes that allow the compacts to extend indefinitely. But they needed three Democrats to vote with them to override the veto. They had two. One more, Senator Roger Breske, was on the fence. He could either vote with his governor or with his friends. Breske is a former bar and restaurant owner and former state president of the Tavern League. Pete Madlin is with the Tavern League. Its members oppose Indian gaming as unfair competition.
They're going to be competing not only now in the tavern business and the entertainment business. I think they're going to be getting in the banking business, the strip mall business.
Madlin and Senator Breske spent all day together Monday, even as the Senate was in session. The senator was trying to keep both his old friends and his new boss happy, trying to hatch a deal between the Tavern League and Governor Doyle on allowing video poker machines in bars. If that worked, Breske could at the same time vote with the Democrats and support the Tavern League. In the end, Madlin says there was no deal.
It was a difficult situation because there were no guarantees for us as far as video gaming goes. We needed guarantees, and there weren't any, and that's the way it was. We couldn't come to a consensus, so to speak.
But Breske has said the fact Doyle was willing to compromise prompted him to switch and vote to uphold the governor's veto. Still, well into the second day of the floor session to decide this issue, Senator Breske's mind seemed far from decisively made up when asked if anything could make him reverse his position again.
I have no comment right now.
And the Tavern League continued to work him. Tribal members who came to the Capitol say they take offense at the Tavern League's characterization of new compacts as secret and underhanded. Ho-Chunk Chief Clayton Winishek.
Is the Tavern League going to put all these people to work? Are they going to give them insurance?
Jeff Crawford from the Potawatomi says even after the veto votes are passed, hard feelings will take time to heal.
This is a rocky start to a long relationship that we hope to build in the future.
The Potawatomi is the only tribe to have a signed compact with the state. Its terms for gaming expansion, length of contract, and payments to the state would likely be a template for the other tribes' compacts. And that's exactly the problem for legislators who don't like the deals. Jeff Crawford says if lawmakers were surprised by the Potawatomi agreement, they should prepare for more. 10 more tribes have compacts in the pipeline, soon, he says, to be signed. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.